The scripture reading today comes from the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, we'll listen to it again, that's good. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. This is why I kneel before the Father. Every ethnic group in heaven or on earth is recognized by Him. I ask that He will strengthen you in your inner selves from the riches of His glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith as a result of having strong roots in love. I ask that you have power to grasp love's width and length and height and depth together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by His power at work within us. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and always. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In a close ball game, there is nothing like a late inning walk or a passed ball to turn the tide of the whole game. Inevitably, it leads to a rally, and the walked batter comes around to score. The passed ball will lead to a run. As longtime St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster Mike Shannon used to say, sometimes you just need a little help from your friends. Have you ever needed a little help from your friends? You've played 8, maybe 9 long, hard innings. Maybe you're down in the count and dug in at the plate. Do you have it in you? Can you get around on the next fastball? Is there any hope that you can get a hit, start a rally, and go on to celebrate the win? Maybe there is, maybe there's not, but Mike Shannon was right. Sometimes you need a little help from your friends. We've probably all been there at one time or another. We see the challenge in front of us. We've swung hard and missed. The opposition seems daunting. We're not sure we have what it takes to succeed. Whether it's a rally-starting hit or mounting some other unlikely comeback, confidence is running short. And the task, well, it seems out of reach. It's not always our fault. Sometimes we're trying to do too much at the plate. We're swinging for the fences in hopes of hitting a 3-run homer, and there's nobody on base. The challenge makes us feel out of our league, and we might want to just, head back to the dugout. Maybe it was because today was going to be Rally Sunday, or the fact that the Sunday school theme was Into the Depths of God's Love. But as I was thinking about this morning's sermon, I could hear a little play-by-play in my head of Mike Shannon. Sometimes you need a little help from your friends. How was I going to find words that would focus hearts and minds on the depths of God's love? How would I describe something like that, much less lead the way into the depths of God's love? When it comes to grasping the depths of God's love, the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians that divine love is beyond knowledge. How do you describe something like that? Something that is beyond knowledge. What would it take to go into the depths of the fullness of God, or to have the fullness of God enter into us? Talk about swinging for the fences. It's not easily done. It will take our best effort and then some. It might take a rally. It might take a little help from your friends. Friends like the Apostle Paul, who told the Ephesians that this was why he was praying for them. This is why I kneel before the Father. I ask that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length, height and depth, together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. This seems to be a good place to start. If Rally Sunday is going to live up to its billing, if it is going to ignite a rally, the journey into the depths of God's love will have to begin, be sustained, and empowered by our praying for one another along the way. If Rally Sunday is going to lead to more than an annual seasonal mile marker, it was going to take more than a sermon. I knew I was going to need a little help from my friends to make our way into the depths of God's love. It will take effort of dedicated teachers and guides who will walk week by week with their classes, pointing out and exploring the places where the love of God is encountered in all the ordinary places we live our lives, shining light on Scripture, disclosing the beauty of God's love which lies buried in each and every promise and lesson of God's Word. And if the Sunday school teachers are going to keep the rally going, they will also need a little help from their friends. They will need friends in their classes, friends who will come with their questions, with their hearts and minds open wide, ready to explore the depths of God's love. Friends like Jim Harris and Mike Moles, who know that virtual connection to a Sunday school class is the next best thing to being there. They will need parents who will put efforts in bringing their kids and grandkids to Sunday school to learn the stories of God's amazing love, stories that will assure them that they too are loved by God. If Rally Sunday is really going to start a rally at St. Luke's, it is going to take more than people listening to whatever I might have to say. I am going to need a little help from my friends. If people are going to go into the depths of God's love, they will need to be accompanied on the journey by the beauty of Margie and Matthew's sacred music. The message of God's love is beyond words. It's a message that must be a song. Rally Sunday in Missouri demands more than words and even more than a song. In Missouri, you have to show me. How could I show the beauty of God's love? Need a little help from my friends. Friends like Lisa Jayberg, whose artwork has captured God's love on canvas, inspiring us to see the beauty of God's love in creation. Friends like Mariah and Jody back there in the kitchen, members of this Christian Education Board, who know that God's love is also seen and shown in the fellowship of community and in pulled pork, potato salad, and brownies. So, with friends like that, I don't have to swing for the fences this morning. Maybe all I need to do is lay down a slow bunt or look for a little blooper to drop in for a hit. What might I have to say about the depths of God's love that would inspire you to consider and enter into it? Well, to start with, I would say that God's love is the bedrock of, well, everything. Go deeper. It's a bedrock that we must find our way to. We tend to live on the surface of life, to look at everything superficially. The first place we might think we will see God's love is in the blessings of our lives, the things that make our lives easier, better, and happier. Well, those things are part of God's love. Don't stop there. Go to the bedrock. There is more to experience and appreciate of God's love when we delve into the depths of it. Take time to put your hand on the face of the rock in the hard place where you were once stuck. Dark places that you have been in the past. Places where you didn't notice God's love. But if we go back and shine a light on that darkness, it might begin to sparkle with the love of God that would be difficult for even Lisa to capture on canvas. There's beauty waiting to be discovered in the depths of God's love, a depth and a beauty beyond our comprehension. Dr. Guy Sales summarizes it like this: God is vast beyond our comprehending, beautiful beyond our appreciating, and wonderful beyond our imagining. God encompasses everything, past, present, and future, near and far, what we have discovered and what remains hidden. God is above and beyond, among and within, high and holy, close and compassionate. God's great love leaves us breathless with astonishment. It includes everyone and everything, radiates with a redeeming grace, and envelops all of our shame and guilt, and shines with a dazzling glory which fills every shadowy corner of our hearts and the universe with hope. We're just swinging for the fences when we try to imagine the depths of God's love. It's beyond us, but it's also within us. We find a home in the depths of God's love for us, and God's steadfast love finds a home in the depths of who we are. At the bedrock of our being, we are loved by God. At the bedrock of our congregation is God's steadfast love. Upon this, all else is built and rests. In this love, we are grounded and rooted. It's what sustains and nourishes us. It's Rally Sunday, and if we're going to sustain a rally, it will take a team effort. Even Paul seems to have agreed with Mike Shannon when he says, "It's with all the saints that we come to know this love." The idea is that in the community of faith is where we experience the love of God. We enjoy this mysterious internal relationship with God as we support, encourage, and love one another. In other words, if we're going to keep this rally going, if we're going to go into the depths of God's love, we're going to need a little help from our friends. So come. Come, let us pray and sing together. Let us learn and fellowship together. Let us grow together, rooted and grounded in the depths and beauty of God's amazing love. Amen.